Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it is your fun Friday episode. I'm glad to have you here. You know, we're going to start every episode of The Lion with scripture. This week's scripture is one of my favorite, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. You need to know this verse. By the end of this week, if you have not memorized this verse, shame on you. That is your homework going into the weekend. Memorize Galatians 5, 22 and 23. It's pretty simple. Okay, right here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing, there is no law. And guys, I'll even let you off the hook. You can if you can't remember the against such thing part, just remember the fruit, because that is the area we need to know. We need to know what the fruit is so that we can apply that to our life. If you missed the spiritual kickoff this week, first of all, kick yourself in the pants. And that's okay. Now get yourself up. Now go listen to the spiritual kickoff. I really unpacked that scripture. Scripture means so much to me. This is a special one. Again, I gave a funny story on how I learned this scripture. It happened to be through a song at a vacation Bible school. So whenever I hear this, I automatically go, but the fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. If you want to know more, if you want to know that song, hit me up. Send an email to support@thelionwithin.us. I'll give you the YouTube link for that particular song. And you know what? Silly songs like that sometimes can help us get this stuff cemented in. So there you go. I'm offering that up as a free tip. That's not even one of your regular tips for your fun Friday. That's just a free tip. Now, if you missed our Wednesday episode, that was a special episode there. We had Dr. Mike Frazier on. Okay. And Dr. Mike helps Christian couples and men particularly connect, you know, with their marriages and really improve areas of communication, intimacy. Had a really good conversation with Dr. Mike around fruit, what that looks like in our lives, how we can start making simple, small changes in our life to really have a big impact on our spouse and what that should look like. It was a really good conversation. I enjoyed working with Dr. Mike. Again, he dropped our conversation on his podcast as well. So if you just couldn't get enough of hearing The Lion, go over to his podcast, check it out. It will be there as well. Now, for the Fun Friday listeners, you know what's coming next. We have our tips, our health, wealth, and self tip of the week. So for our health tip, and the way I did them this week, I lined up a fruit, and then I put I'm giving you guys a little bit more to go along with that fruit, okay? So for your health tip this week, the fruit that I wanted to focus on was faithfulness, okay? Now, God is not a vending machine. Too often we think about going to him when we need something, you know, and we're, hey, I need an A4. Give me that Snickers bar. God's not doing that, right? It's true. He's always there. Dr. Mike talked about, hey, he that's what he likes about God. He's always there. And that is true. He also wants to hear from his children all the time, not just when we need something. We all know that person that they're going to come to us. And when they talk to us, we know they're going to ask for something. And what do? When that person comes, a lot of times we just get our guards go up, our defenses go up. We sigh internally. We're like, oh, here we go again. What's he going to ask for now? Or what's she going to ask for now? Well, I wonder what's wrong this time. And that's not the relationship God desires. While he does care and we can go to him that way, why don't we go to him all the time? During the good, during the trials, during the in-betweens, just the okay days. Just even today, I had lunch. I eat on my porch. I do that a lot just to get out of the studio, get outside, get some, have some, just some quiet time. And the way our house is positioned at lunchtime, the sun is just hitting right on that front porch. Now in the summer in North Carolina, that's not a lot of fun on the front porch, but in the fall and the winter and the spring, it can be really nice. And just sitting out there just with him, just talking to God, feeling that sun on my face. I'm just closing my eyes right now, just going back through what that lunch was like and just having that one-on-one connection time to where, you know, that for us right now, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things happening. We have a baby on the way. By the time this drops, you know, prayerfully, Judah will be here. There's a lot of stressful things that are happening there. Work's always stressed. The lion within us, there's always things happening. But at the same time, I'm in a place of contentment. Because you know what? I don't know what the future may hold, but I know for today, the day that God has given me today, I have more blessings than I can count. And when you put it in that context and you start thinking about it, you know, God is not my vending machine that I need to go to and just start asking him for stuff. That ain't how it works. And you, a lot of prosperity gospel preachers out there, that's exactly what they're going to tell you. I'm here to tell you that's wrong. He's not a vending machine. He's your father. He wants to hear from you. During the trials, during the good, I mean, and in between. And yes, you can ask him for things. I get it. You want to ask God for wisdom and discernment and for direction and guidance. But just make sure that we have it with the right heart and that we're not going to him, treating him like that vending machine where we want to get that Snickers or that Coca-Cola. Okay? Now, wealth tip. Patience. That's the fruit. Patience. And if you go back and listen to my friend Andrew Sather, when he came on here, he really talked about this so far as investing and growing your wealth. But growing wealth is a marathon, guys. And we need to exercise patience when looking at investments. We know from scripture that he wants to bless his children. We know that. And that the blessing, that's just going to look different for every different person. Because depending on how you show up as a steward will show what type of blessings you have. And understanding that his timing is not your timing, when you begin to look at investments, be sure you're doing it through the lens of a patient, long-term strategy. I'm not saying to never make a change here, guys. Don't misinterpret me here. I am saying be sure you're giving the decisions you made to build wealth time. They need time for them to come to fruition. You try to rush this stuff, you try to really push things your way, that's when so many people get in trouble. You know, so there's lots of wealth investors and people who work in that industry who will tell you your biggest asset for building wealth is time. Use it. Don't, you know, lions don't do knee-jerk reactions. Be patient. If you feel good about an investment and you still feel like it's the right direction that is going to lead you ultimately where you would like to go. Sometimes you just need to ride that roller coaster because the only people to get hurt in roller coasters are the ones that jump off in the middle of the ride. Just ride it and understand that there's going to be ups, it's going to be downs. Exercise patience. All right, for our self tip, I want to self-control, okay? So your actions as a man are far more impactful than your words. We have to remember this. Be careful here, guys, because you need to exercise self-control at all times so we can get into a lot of trouble as guys. our physical size, just the way God designed us, the sound of our voice. Like, I can drop my voice like this, and I can sound a lot more intimidating, right? To a 10 or 12-year-old little girl, if I drop that octave, all of a sudden, the way daddy looks in their eyes just got a lot scarier. And when that happens, they can shut down. And our wives can shut down. And when they start, once they shut down, you've lost. You've lost. The self-control is one of the hardest fruits to ripen. And it definitely is for me. But it has to been, and it, for me, it's been one of the sweetest. What I've seen where I have exercised self-control, and that's allowed my children and my wife to open up more to me. The only way this happens is you have to look for opportunities to slow down and make that a practice of exercising that self-control. And sometimes that just can be as very simple as taking a few breaths before you jump into an answer or into the middle of an issue or situation. Just take a few breaths. Maybe take two. And I'm talking about deep breaths. And I'm not talking about sighing to where it's drawing attention to you, but just deep breaths. That'll help regulate your heart and get you in a better mood, in a better position, rather, be able to address whatever's happening and have the right heart. Because too often we jump in quick, and we got to remember, this is not a drag race. It's a marathon. So a quick reaction is often a bad reaction. So exercise that self-control. I get it. That everything's around you is on fire. The kids are driving you crazy. Your wife hadn't said anything nice to you in 4 years. And why do you need to exercise self-control? Because change starts with you. And as the spiritual leader, as the head of the home, as a Christian man, it can have your actions have such a huge impact. So I implore you guys, practice self-control, particularly in your home, and then watch that fruit continue to grow and sweeten and manifest and just be abundant in your house. So your health tip, faithfulness. God's not a vending machine. Wealth tip, patience. Growing wealth is a marathon, right? And then your self tip is self-control. Understanding that our actions are really more impactful than our words. Okay? So there you go. There's three tips right there for your book of the week. I went to a book called The Heart of Leadership. Now, I got this as a referral from one of our guys in our line den, Stephen Morris. I really enjoy working with Stephen. He's an amazing man, doing some incredible things. He brought this book up to me, but The Heart of Leadership is really, really good. It's a short read. It's there'll be links in the show notes, and it just talks about, you know, having a desire for wisdom and expecting the best out of other people, accepting responsibility, how we should respond with courage, and then thinking about others first. But it all wraps around to the ultimate, what it points to is our heart. If you have the right heart as a leader, good things will happen, period. You'll be heading in the right direction because your heart is aligned. But where we get in trouble is when we have the head knowledge, but the heart's not connected. So The Heart of Leadership, again, great little book for you guys, particularly if you find yourself in a leadership position in your company or in a professional setting. This can be a really good, and it's written in a story format where it's not like a traditional self-help book. This is like a story of a dude who's going through these trials at work. And basically he goes on a scavenger hunt. So it's a really fun read. And the scavenger hunt happens to be five different people who give him advice that really make an impact on his career. And his just not just his career, but his complete outlook on life in general. So highly recommend that one. Thank you, Stephen, for bringing that one to us, brother. Check out the show notes there for your link to your copy. Now for our dad jokes of the week, got two, and we got one that's from one of our Lions Den members as well. Now, so here we go for the one from our Lions Den member. Number one, I told my wife to embrace her mistakes. She gave me a hug. So thank you, Mark Thomas, for that submittal. That was one that came from him. And he, again, part of our mastermind, our Lions Den. He's come to line lunches before. Mark's a very active member of our Lions Den. So very, very proud to be able to bring that dad joke to you from him. Bad joke number two, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. There you go, guys. Number one, I told my wife to embrace her mistakes. She gave me a hug. That's from my buddy Mark Thomas. Number two, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. So, guys, I've mentioned two guys in just in this episode who have given referrals that have made it to the lion within us. And again, they are within the lion's den, okay? And the only way you get there is you have to be part of our community. That's it. So go to thelionwithin.us and join our community. Now, our question of the week, we've talked about all week. What fruit are you producing? What fruit are you producing? Because it's either good fruit or bad fruit. There is no in-between, guys. And a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. I'm praying that you're producing good fruit. But if you're not, we really need to take a look and understand and see, what do I need to change so that I can get that good fruit produced in my life? So, guys, I hope this one encouraged you this week. I love Galatians 5, that just 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. That is a scripture we just need to just constantly be reminded of and have in our life. So get out there and use it. Now, it also would encourage you for this week, if one of these conversations helped you, hey, give us a rating and review. Write that right now. Just go do that. That really would help. And then share it with somebody. You can click on the share this episode. Maybe go to our website, to our podcast page. We have all the podcast lists right there, as well as our YouTube channel and all that. Share that out. Connect with us on our social media channels. We are out there on Instagram. We are on Facebook. Although most of our activity is within our community, I still try to have a little bit of a presence on the social media platforms just because you do what you got to do, right? So go check, you know, connect with us out there on those. But the biggest thing you can do is join the community. So go to thelionwithin.us. You'll see links on the main page. Join that community. Again, Bible study, lion lunches, masterminds, forums, discussions. We got it all. Courses. Ebooks, guides, guys, I'm telling you, there are so many things we have built for you to serve you, to help you wherever you're at. Maybe you're just accepted Christ. We got you. Maybe you've been there for a long time. We got you. Maybe you're just struggling in your marriage and you want some brothers out there to talk to. We got you. We're building a community to serve you. And the only way that you're going to be able to access any of this is take action, quit being a hearer, be a doer, and join the community. So I'll see you on that side. So guys, have a great weekend. Get after it. Remember the fruit of the Spirit. I'll see you back next week. Looking forward to serving you next week as well. Pray everyone has a wonderful weekend. Get out. Unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.